Hi, this is Liam with the Pod Motion Podcast. Starting a podcast isn't difficult, but it does take preparation and time. In this recent episode with professional podcaster Mark Guberti, my colleague Sheila Cagle asks Mark about how to start a podcast and stay focused. Mark discusses how new podcasters can improve their presentation skills, get better at interviewing, and gain more listeners. Mark says that podcasting is a long game, and it takes time for a show to become established and successful. The lesson here is that podcasters need to be patient and focus on good content for consistent growth. If you're ready to start podcasting and don't know where to begin or don't have time, head over to podmotion.co. We can answer your questions and help get your show up and running, or manage your show if you're simply too busy to continue producing episodes. That's podmotion.co, podmotion.co.
This episode of Communicate Influence is sponsored by the CMO Lab Pivot Podcast. Produced by Apex Public Relations, The Pivot interviews Canadian senior marketers to discuss how marketing is or isn't adapting to fast change.
So hi everyone, it's Sheila with the Communicate Influence Podcast. And this week, I'm continuing the conversation with Mark Guberti, produces three podcasts. He's an expert at podcasting. He's written a book about podcasting called Podcast Domination. Mark's here today to talk about how to set up a podcast or improve your current podcasting skills. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Grateful that you've got time in your busy day because I know you're super busy. So, wow, let's talk about podcasting. It seems like the whole world wants to start podcasting or get better at it or find listeners. So we'll focus first of all on the people who want to start podcasting, not sure where to begin. What would you say to them, Mark?
So podcasting, I mean, I definitely got it. I think the reason that people get overwhelmed is because they don't know how to create a podcast. I know I tried creating a podcast in 2014. Then another time, I did not do it either of those times because I had no idea what I was doing. So I would just say, think about, like, start with figuring out, like, what podcast hosting do you want? Like Libsyn, that's one of my favorites. Captivate is good if you want to launch multiple podcasts. But Libsyn, if you just want to start one podcast, that is a really great resource for launching your show. Then stuff like Zoom to interview people and get those recordings and just figuring out like what kind of tools to have. I would say like you don't need to spend too much money on podcasting to start. Zoom is free. You can use the coupon code Breakthrough to get this month and next month free on Libsyn. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a matter of finding people to interview and that's your starting point.
And that's good. The equipment and the host, they're important things. In addition to that, there's a big part of it for some people, not everyone, but it's like the planning and kind of, is your podcast going to be just you talking about something? Is it going to be a chat cast? So let's talk about how to put together kind of, you know, a good episode that people will like and they'll get something from it.
So my strong recommendation for podcasting is to interview people. If you want to do solo content, YouTube would be the better play. You could even just take your videos, repurpose them for the podcast. But interviewing people for a podcast is where the relationships happen, where you're able to expand your business because more people know you and you know more people. So I would definitely recommend an interview style. And all you really need to do to prepare for that is just have the person's bio ready to read. Know what topic you're going to cover for the episode, and then it's just a matter of questions. You can write a few as a guide, different things you may want to ask that relate to the topic. For me, I don't even write questions anymore. The more of these you do, it's like, I don't need questions. I just go with the flow, but people have different styles, but there's not too much prep you need to do before an episode.
So your style is kind of like a little bit more relaxed, I would say. Obviously, you have to know a little bit about the person that you're going to interview. For me, a key focus with my podcast is to at least get some actionable tips from the person who I'm interviewing because they're an expert in whatever they're doing. Do you approach it with the same kind of mindset?
I mean, with each episode, you definitely want to get actual insights. And that's a great goal for a podcast in the business space, in the personal development space, because if you're like a fiction or sci-fi, like obviously your ambitions are different, but getting an action step in different ways listeners can learn and have that change in their life, that's what we're trying to do with each episode. And for me, it's just a matter of knowing what the topic is and where we're going to focus our time, and then just framing the questions around that topic, seeing what the guest has to say, and then directing the conversation based on how the guest responds.
And a lot of people, you know, they really want a podcast, and they seem to kind of get frozen. It's like they can't get over their own voice. They can't speak into a microphone. They think they sound silly. They're worried that they'll trip up over their words. What's your guidance for people getting into podcasting who've got this kind of like fear or phobia even?
My guidance is you're going to get over that fear by practice. That's how you get better. And if you've got a favorite podcaster, listen to their latest episode, then listen to their episode one. Mm-hmm. Now, you only want to do this for someone who like has not been podcasting at all when that episode one started. Like if you go on one of my newer podcasts and you hear the episode one, I'm polished in that episode one because of my prior experience. While if you hear my episode one of Breakthrough Success, it's not as polished, but I've still been interviewed on other podcasts at this point. So I still sound slightly polished in my episode one, my personal opinion. But if you hear people who like they haven't done interviews at all and they're doing their episode one compared to where they are now, it's like night and day type of change. So as you do more interviews, you're just going to really embrace your role as a host and be more confident with each conversation you have in the future.
And for people who haven't interviewed before or haven't come from a journalistic or a business background, they haven't polished those skills of socializing and asking other people questions, do you think that they should read about interviewing or listen to podcasts about interviewing?
I would just listen to podcasts. I don't think you need to listen to stuff like specific on interviewing. I think you just have to listen to really good podcasts and pay attention to what the hosts are doing, how they're framing questions, how they're steering the conversation, and use that as your guide. Because it's one thing to read something that, you know, five different ways to do a better interview, and then actually witnessing someone deliver a good interview and taking notes and paying attention to how they're doing it, instead of just, oh, wow, this person shared some really great self-publishing insights in that episode.
You know, once you've got a collection of interviews and you're ready to go, you kind of get all excited when you're a podcaster, at least I did. And it's kind of hard at first because, you know, you put out 6, 7, I think I'm up to 16 or 17 episodes now. And initially, you don't get a lot of feedback. So it's like putting this content, which you're happy with, into this vacuum land, which can be a little bit disheartening and off-putting, but that's just the way it is. What are your thoughts on that? How do you keep going when initially you're not getting a lot of feedback or comments?
I would just say like part of it is your why. If you're doing it just for downloads, just for people to see you, it's not going to work out because you're not going to see, at least for a lot of people, you're not going to see like hundreds of downloads per episode at the beginning, but it's when you continue to be consistent, you continue to put your episodes out in front of people where you do start to see that effect. And then it's like you're getting people to engage with you. But like one of the big things for me is, can you do this for a year without stopping? And if the answer is yes, then you know you're going to be on your way to seeing these different results, because the payoff for like any content brand, it's not going to be immediate. Sometimes it is if you really know what you're doing and you already have a platform, but the big payoff happens after year one and then continues to build from there. That's the way I see it. Sometimes it can take 2 years, but the idea is long term, there's a massive payoff for you to do the work that you're doing now, even though you're not seeing as much engagement right now?
So be determined, be consistent, even though you may feel a little bit disheartened, just stay with it, stay at it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that kind of segues nicely into podcast promotion, marketing, whatever term we use. Let's kind of explore that a little bit. Hopefully for most people, if they're going to start podcasting, they've got their Twitter, Instagram set up. But for those who don't, how can they get more listeners, Mark?
I would say a few key things. First, whatever platform you have, make sure you're promoting each of your podcast episodes to all those platforms with nice pictures, with the links, with perhaps a quote from the guest. Some people, they take a snippet and they post that snippet on Instagram or Facebook as a teaser to the episode. So you definitely want to be doing that. One thing you also want to do is let the guests know when their episode is out, because the guests are going to be very likely to share your episode. And if you want more guests sharing your podcast, just have more guests on your show, do a roundup episode where you ask like 20 people for a 1 minute tip on something, and then you've got 20 people promoting your episode when it comes out. So that's one of the ways where, even if you have zero platform, you just interview a bunch of people who do have platforms, you keep getting those interviews out, and then they will promote to their audiences and build your platform for you.
Those are great tips, Mark. Thanks so much. I mean, even I've learned a few things there. The audiogram, yeah, I've started doing that for my podcast, and it certainly does make a difference. So thanks for that. And let's kind of switch or move a little bit to existing podcasters who want to up their game. What are your thoughts on that? How do you just get better and, get better guests, have better interviews, have better flow? Tell us a little bit about what your take is on that, Mark.
So you definitely want to figure out, as you interview more people, have an idea of what kind of guests you enjoy interviewing the most. Like, there's some people who they produce great work, but I don't want them on my show just because I don't feel like it would be as good of a fit. It's not personal against them. It's just my personal opinion of what I feel like I could do as a host to deliver the best episode, have that fun, engaging conversation with the person. So knowing what types of guests you want to have on your show, and then just the more you can make it into a conversation, the better. Mm-hmm. And you do want to think of, eventually you do enough of these interviews as host where you think about, how can I optimize my delivery like a speaker? So one of the things that I've been doing a lot more lately is I've been cutting out my ums. So when you hear like the silence where sometimes I'm just grasping for a thought, the silence is better than just the because it demonstrates that you're thinking about where to go next with the conversation, while just going can kind of feel like you're grasping for a thought or doing something else. And it is something that I've hosted profitable public speaking. It is something guests come on time and time again and say, I have a mentor who helps me with my speaking, and he wrote down on a piece of paper with tallies how many times I said during a speech. So public speakers are really conscious about getting rid of their ums. And that is something I'm also conscious of as a podcast host. Granted, it took me a lot of episodes later to really think about that, but it is something I think about now.
Oh, that is so relevant, Mark, because I think we all need to be more conscious about how we speak. And I don't mean kind of to the point where we're stilted, but good for you. And how's it going with that?
It's going really well right now. In my experience, I feel like podcast hosts, speakers also, but we're more towards podcast hosts. I feel like podcast hosts get stressed out when there's a quiet space, when there's no audible thing that's being said or being heard. But to a listener, as long as the content is good, it's fine if you're silent for like 1 second just to make sure you get all of your thoughts right and you are saying the thing that you know your listeners need to hear.
And, my bad habit is starting every sentence with so, how are you today? It's, and I've been working on that. I haven't, succeeded completely, but I've drastically reduced the number of times I'm using that word. So, well, there we go. I used it again at the end of a sentence. Anyway, now, an awful lot of people are podcasting, and I had an interesting conversation with James Cridland at the start of the year about podcasting trends, and we talked about the number of podcasts in the world. And I'd like to ask you the same kinds of questions, Mark. Somewhere I read that there were like 750,000 podcasts. Are we reaching podcast saturation? And if you're new or fairly new, how do you start to dominate your segment or the chosen subject matter?
I think we're nowhere close to podcast saturation. It's not just because I have a business that revolves around podcasting, products, services, things like that, but the fact that you mentioned 750,000 podcasts, while we're talking about maybe a billion blogs, maybe 100 billion YouTube channels, maybe not that many, but the idea is there are millions upon millions of YouTube channels and way more blogs. And podcasts, we're just talking about 750,000 that exist. We're not even talking about which ones are active, which ones haven't posted in a year, which ones only post once a month. So at this time, podcasting is such a tremendous opportunity to jump on because there is less competition, since people think there are so many different like challenges you have to do, and podcasting is hard, and podcasting takes so many hours of your day. Those things are not true, but since people think they are true, it is why you see only 750,000 podcasts right now, and people are starting to catch on to the opportunity they have here, which is why podcasts, like the number of them, just keep going up. And each year, it seems like there's another like 10 or 15% additional people who end up listening to podcasts. And then you have cars now that are including the podcast app in their dashboard to make them more accessible to the common person who may not know what a podcast is or how to access a podcast, because there are some people who don't even know how to do that yet. Go into your podcast app and find the podcast. But that's going to become so much easier for people. That's going to be the next big wave, especially with voice technology. I mean, podcasting is so much more to go, and 750,000 is not that many at all.
It's a really interesting answer. And I agree with you on a lot of points, especially around the area of listeners, because, you know, I encounter so many people, acquaintances, or I might be out somewhere, and people will say in the course of the conversation, wow, I'd really love to listen to a podcast and I don't know how. And I always take them through it. And if I can't, then I ask them to call me or send an email and, you know, just explain the simplicity of it on either iPhone or Android platform for sure. So you don't see a saturation there. You see plenty of room for growth and technology facilitating that growth.
Definitely.
Yeah. And there's one thing that a couple of people have asked me about, and you know what? I don't have a great answer, so I'm going to ask you this question. And it's about big brands, big organizations getting into podcasting, which makes total sense. And they have big marketing budgets, you know, the power of accessing listeners. And a couple of independents, podcasters, smaller podcasters I've talked to have said, you know, how is this going to work out for us? Will we still be able to monetize? Will the, you know, big names dominate podcasting? Do you have any thoughts, answers on that, Mark?
I think the great thing about podcasting is it does have that basic relationship standpoint. There are people who I've had as guests on my show who are now very active listeners. So as long as you're able to get guests, that is going to form a core part of your listener base in the future. And each guest promotes your episode. So I feel like big brands, like, you know, they're more pursuing it. I know Goldman Sachs launched a podcast a while ago. But there are more big brands that are seeing this opportunity, but it's not necessarily something where like the little guy like doesn't have an edge either, because there are things that you can do as a smaller podcaster that our brands could never dream of doing. You can call your listeners and have 10-minute conversations with them and turn them into super fans. That is something that a big corporation cannot do with their podcast. So it's just a matter, like right now, it's so much easier. But if it were to become more saturated and more of the big brands join podcasting, it is a matter of using that little guy perspective, persona, as your strength and being able to give all that love and support to each individual listener instead of a corporation, which has so many listeners that they can't really properly address them all on an individual level.
That is a great tip. Again, as you've emphasized before in last week's episode, it's about the relationship and the connection. So independents can, you know, take advantage of that and reach out to people. Lastly, Mark, I'd like to ask you, what podcasts are you listening to, or do you have any favorite podcasts?
Obviously, I love My Three: Breakthrough Success, Profitable Public Speaking, Ditch the Job. But there are definitely a few others that come to mind. I do sometimes listen to Casting the Pod, which I've been a guest on. It's more of a podcast for podcasters. So if you are in the podcasting space, that's a good show to listen to enhance your knowledge.
Sorry, could you say the name of that again? I missed it.
Casting the Pod.
Casting the Pod. Cool. Anything else that you love to listen to, or is that your favorite at the moment?
I'd say I listen to some of those episodes. I'm more focused on the YouTube videos and the blogging, because YouTube, there is that visual element and I can see like what the successful creators are doing and optimize that on my own and tweak different things. But that's one show that I do listen to. I do have a few others, but that's just the one I can think of on the top of my head.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Thank you. And any last words you'd like to give new or independent podcasters to help keep them focused and stay in the game?
I'd say once you launch your podcast, the rest of it gets a lot easier. Like doing these interviews, it may sound weird, but doing these interviews increasingly becomes easy over time. It's just a matter of doing some very basic prep. But that whole launch thing is the hardest part. If you guys aren't sure how to proceed, I do have a 5-day podcast launch mini course, which is free for people who just want to like, what technology do I use? How do I prepare for an interview? How do I get guests? I do cover that stuff in the mini course. So that is the type of course I wish I had in 2014 when I wanted to first get into podcasting. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think once you know that stuff and you launch your podcast, everything else becomes so much easier.
That sounds great. I wish I'd known about that before I started my podcast. Where can aspiring podcasters find that course?
I very recently created it. It should be markgaberti.com/5-day-podcast-launch.
Okay. And yeah, you can check that and send an email and we'll make sure we get it in the show notes. Where can people find you, Mark, if they want to read about what you've been doing, listen to your podcast? Where should they go?
Breakthrough Success, Ditch the Job, Profit Public Speaking. Those are my three podcasts. You could also search my name on YouTube or just go to markgaberti.com. And again, that 5-day mini course is going to really help you with getting started with podcasting. And it's a good way to just figure out what it is you need to do to move forward with it.
That's fantastic. Well, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be a guest on my podcast. I do appreciate it, Mark.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.